Track 9, Sports. Here's this week's sports roundup with me, Ian Rouse. Rugby. Dudley King's Wimford Rugby Club moved clear in the race for the Midlands 1 West title after they overcame one of their chief rivals while another faltered. DK edged out third place Stoke-on-Trent 15-18 to take full advantage of second place Kenilworth's defeat at Newbold-on-Avon. That has given DK a 7-point advantage at the top of the league. Coach Neil Shillingford said that Saturday had panned out very much as he had expected. DK had to come from 5-0 behind, with Sam Vaughan and Tommy Walker making considerable progress before Steph Shillingford was able to break through to score. Vaughan added a penalty to make it 8-5 just before half-time, which became 15-5 after the interval when Pete Griffiths powered over with Vaughan converting. Meanwhile, fourth-placed Lichfield were 44-14 winners over Worcester. Stourbridge Lions defeated Droitwich 16-7, while rock-bottom Kidderminster lost 37-22 at Ludlow, and Old Halesonians went down 34-0 against Hereford. Stourbridge's first team remained entrenched in mid-table in National 2 North after slipping to a 2017 defeat against Sheffield Tigers. Football. Goals from Anthony Dwyer and Brad Birch steered Stourbridge past Lancaster and into the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy and a home tie with South Shields. In a feisty encounter, Stourbridge had to see the game out with 10 men after Tom Turton was sent off, while both managers watched the majority of the game from the stand after they saw red before half-time. This match had been delayed due to Stourbridge's involvement in the FA Cup, and although a midweek replay saw them exit that competition at the hands of Eastleigh, they bounced back in style. Lancaster were on a 13-match unbeaten run, but that counted for nothing as Stourbridge took a 10th-minute lead. It was an excellent strike from Dwyer that broke the deadlock, his 25-yard effort giving the city keeper no chance as it ended up in the back of the net via the underside of the bar. Lancaster almost replied with a decent effort from David Norris, but Stour keeper James Wren was up to the task. Just after the half hour, Stourbridge boss Ian Long and his opposite number Mark Fell were sent from the dugouts following a brawl involving most of the players and coaches. It was all square midway through the second half when Lancaster were awarded a penalty and Rob Wilson calmly sent Wren the wrong way. City's celebrations were ended just 6 minutes later, however, when Birch turned in an Andre Landell cross from short range. There was still time for Turton to pick up a second yellow card, leaving the Glass Boys with 10 men for the final 15 minutes, but they survived despite late pressure from the hosts. Simon Coburn picked the perfect moment to score his first Halesowen Town goal, Yelts stunned Gateshead, to reach the first round of the FA Trophy. Coburn sent the Halesowen fans wild as he stabbed home an 86th-minute winner to down opposition from National League North, two leagues higher. After an even and cagey evening, the visitors had slightly the better of the first period as Liam Agnew fired over the bar. But it was the Yelts who really took the game to their higher league visitors after the interval to record a famous victory. As Halesowen's belief grew, Guthrie did well to tip a low, dipping 20-yard shot from Salmons round the post for another home corner in the 64th minute. Cricket. Wolverhampton's Georgia Elwis, who missed out on selection for the England Women's Series against Pakistan in Kuala Lumpur next month, has signed for Birmingham Phoenix for the 100 competition next summer. The 28-year-old joins the likes of Amy Jones, Kirsty Gordon and New Zealander Sophie Devine, said that it was going to be great to get started at Birmingham Phoenix. Staffordshire Cricket signed off another successful season with their annual awards night at the County Showground, Stafford. It saw the junior and senior side celebrate their impressive efforts on the pitch. At the top end of the setup, the Staffs men side were crowned Eastern Division champions and finished runners-up to Berkshire in a thrilling shootout for overall minor counties glory. The women's senior side enjoyed a stellar summer that saw them remain unbeaten on their way to promotion to Division 2 of the ECB County Championship and glory in the T20 competition. And finally, there was no need for any VAR reviews when Premier League referee Lee Mason checked into Wolverhampton. A room full of officials were all in agreement that the guest speaker at the latest Wolverhampton Referees Association was a huge hit. Mason spent an enjoyable evening discussing his career with members of the WRA at Ford House's Cricket Club and helped to raise funds by donating a referee's shirt signed by all the top flight officials. WRA chairman Phil Reed said that it was one of the best nights they had had and that Mason had come across as very sincere. He added that what really came across was how much he enjoyed refereeing. Mason passed on a lot of advice to the younger refs present about how hard you have to work to get to the level he has. The WRA is the biggest referees association in the country and is seeing an increasing number of youngsters taking up refereeing.